Module 8. 8D. Listening skills. Exercise 1, page 94. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about an art exhibition they went to. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker attended the exhibition. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what each speaker found most remarkable about the experience. You now have 45 seconds to look at the tasks. Speaker 1.
You know, my idea of a good time is not freezing in sub-zero temperatures in the name of bonding with colleagues, so I wasn't looking forward to it. But you know what? I had an amazing time. In fact, I was so mesmerized by the exhibits, I hardly noticed how cold it was, even though it was minus 10. It was only when I couldn't push the button on my camera that I realized my fingers were frozen. Thank goodness I could still operate the camera with my gloves on, because I didn't want to miss a thing. I was mesmerized by each piece. I just couldn't take my eyes off them. I'm actually going to go back with my friends. Best work outing ever.
Speaker 2.
We were in the city for the holidays, and we'd seen the exhibition advertised online. We wanted to take in a show while we were there, but there were only a few we could go to, because my mum has mobility issues. This exhibition seemed perfect, because they accommodated everyone. And I was particularly impressed with the staff. They couldn't have been more helpful. One of them even fetched a chair when my mum needed a rest. She went home and told all her friends about it. She was so pleased. It's a sorry fact that not everyone is as helpful as the people at the exhibit, and she has run into a few problems in other places.
Speaker 3.
My friend was dying to go to the exhibition, but I wasn't fussed. Although, to be quite honest, there was nothing else I wanted to see, so it was the best of a bad bunch, I suppose. Having said that, I did enjoy it. Tiny sculptures that fit on the head of a pin might not be everyone's cup of tea, and I didn't think they would be mine. But what got me was the attention to detail. It must have been a really talented artist that could carve that level of detail in something so small. You had to use a magnifying glass that the staff provided when you went in just to see them.
Speaker 4.
I'd read about the exhibition and people were talking about it at work, but I didn't intend to go until, out of the blue, I bumped into an old friend. And can you believe it? He was with the artist. They had studied at university together. Call it fate if you will, but they invited me to a special viewing. And it would have been rude to refuse. The exhibition was quite spectacular. I couldn't believe all the different things it had. There was everything from life-size sculptures to interactive exhibits, where you could create your own art, no matter your artistic level. I painted a picture using a wheelchair while I was sitting in it. That was interesting.
Speaker 5.
It's a wonder what kind of a mind can create pieces of art, big and small. I'm not artistically inclined, so it always amazes me. Whether they're a painter, a sculptor, or they use some other method, I'm always curious as to how they come up with the idea for the piece, what inspires them. My neighbour, who I've been close to for years, told me about an exhibition of her brother's work, and I decided to check it out. The theme of the exhibition was space, and I could see how each piece related, but I couldn't figure out the thought process that led him to each piece. It was a great exhibition, but I'm still puzzled by that.